Hearings regarding potential sanctions against the state for poor health care conditions in Arizona prisons continued in federal court on Monday and Tuesday. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins was at the courthouse. He's been covering the Parsons versus Ryan prison health care settlement, and he joins us now. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us who took the stand this week and what did we learn?
We heard from Arizona Department of Corrections Director Charles Ryan and ADC Assistant Director Richard Pratt. Pratt is the one overseeing the state's compliance with this settlement, which was agreed to in 2015. And the purpose is to improve healthcare conditions in Arizona prisons.
Okay, so what were these two high-level ADC people testifying about?
Well, for years, Arizona's private healthcare contractor, Corizon Health, has been failing to meet benchmarks agreed to in this settlement. Magistrate Judge David Duncan has been warning the state since last summer. He's basically saying, hey, if you can't get it together, I'm going to use my power as a judge to sanction you, you know, hit you with fines to make you comply with this court-monitored settlement agreement. Mm-hmm. There are more than 100 benchmarks in this settlement, but in October, Judge Duncan said, okay, I want you to look at these 11 benchmarks that are really important and you've been failing them for a really long time and tell me how you did on them in December.
This is of last year.
That's right.
So he's asking for a sample of noncompliance with this agreement?
Exactly. He ordered the state to keep track of each failure of those 11 measures across all 10 state-run prisons for December, saying those failures would each be subject to $5,000 fines. Attorneys for the state and then attorneys for the inmates are going back and forth over the number of violations, but what they've already admitted to would be in the millions of dollars just for that 1 month.
Wow. So when is the judge going to decide on these fines? Seems like we've been hearing about potential fines for a long time, but nothing ever comes of it.
Well, that was the point of the hearings this week. The plaintiff attorneys said they wanted to get this wrapped up, and the judge agreed. So the state brought out Ryan and Pratt to show that the Department of Corrections is essentially doing everything in its power to comply with the settlement agreement. And it is, in fact, their contractor, Corizon Health, who is to blame for the failures.
But Corizon works for the state, right? Like, we hired them to take care of health care in Arizona prisons.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the plaintiff attorneys made a point of highlighting when cross-examining these witnesses. While the state tried to portray a frustrated state agency that was, you know, trying to hold their vendors' feet to the fire, attorneys for the inmates went to the actual contract to point out all of these things that just seemed to go against good business sense.
Like what, for example?
Well, in one instance, like last November, ADC included a $3.5 million incentive package. This is money that Corizon will get all of. They've, within 4 months, already received about $2.5 million of it. And neither Pratt nor Ryan could describe why this provision made any sense, really. But they said it was a part of negotiations and called it a good business decision. Plaintiff attorney David Fati disagreed.
The incentive is essentially a giveaway of taxpayer money. Corizon is already contractually bound to provide these services, so why ADC proposes to pay them an extra $3.5 million is difficult to understand.
And the incentive program was just one example, Lauren. We learned about several other practices, including capping fines in the contract that essentially left almost $7 million on the table. That's money that could have been clawed back, returned to the taxpayers. But ADC inexplicably put a cap into the contract, significantly reducing these fines and reducing the harm done to Corizon. And therefore, plaintiff's attorneys and even the judge said this reduced the incentive for Corizon to do any better.
So it looks like the judge might not be buying that ADC is doing everything possible to hold its vendor accountable?
Yeah, it's hard to tell, but Judge Duncan seemed to express skepticism at this line of argument because at the same time ADC is throwing Corizon under the bus, they're also handing them millions of dollars. We have one more day of hearings next month, and by then we may finally know what kind of sanctions the state may be facing.
All right, that's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Lauren.